Welcome to the Anywhere Office.
Hi, this is Phil Montero of theanywhereoffice.com, and I'd like to welcome you to our podcast. This episode is part of our 13-part series, Telecommuting in the 21st Century, How to Implement or Improve Virtual Teams and Flexible Work in Your Organization. Our panel includes myself, Jeff Zabar, founder of ChiefHomeOfficer.com, who will be facilitating the discussion, and Rachel Hastings, vice president of WFCResources.com. Today in Part 7, we'll look at where to begin, steps for successful implementation, and how to get started. Why don't you start us off, Jeff?
Where to begin? We were alluding to a pilot before. You can pilot these programs. You can start slow, gear it up, get the technology sort of in check, and then get your reporting going. Phil, what do you think about how to begin a pilot program?
I think, you know, you can pick a small group either from one department or scattered across different departments if you want to see, but often it helps to kind of localize it, I think. And as you mentioned, you know, starting it slow, the honest reporting we're talking about there, that's that transparency I mentioned. You have to admit if you're having trouble or struggling when you're working outside the office, because that's how you're going to work out the system. Part of it is kind of making sure that everyone is frank, doing some surveying ongoing, and it really just letting people do it a little bit at a time and then getting some real honest feedback on how it works so that you can then fine-tune and improve it over time.
Rachel?
I think the technology piece, just be sure that you're getting the right stuff. Look at which folks are going to be working from where and what they actually need, and make that a collaborative effort so that you don't go investing in something costly that doesn't meet their needs.
Right. You know what I'm finding also, that as we move more into cloud computing, which is essentially anybody who uses AOL mail or Gmail or uses, you know, accesses the company server from a remote location on any computer, it can be from, you know, a cyber cafe to a laptop from the bedroom, whatever the case may be. You know, we're getting more and more accustomed to working remotely. We just don't think about it. And I think that that's much of what we see going on now, is we're already working this way. Which is, as we said earlier, you know, eventually won't have a name. Eventually, you know, consultants in telework and remote work will be no more, because people realize I've already been doing this. So I think that's where we're going to find a lot of the acceptance and what's, you know, what people are going to realize and have the realization that they've already been doing it.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Anywhere Office Podcast. For more information and other tips on working from anywhere, visit us at theanywhereoffice.com. Join us next week for part 8 of our series on telecommuting in the 21st century, where we'll talk about how to manage expectations for involvement and output in telework.